Fourth Sunday, Year C of Easter. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. They continued on from Perga and reached Antioch in Pisidia. On the Sabbath, they entered into the synagogue and took their seats. After the congregation had dispersed, many Jews and worshippers who were converts to Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas, who spoke to them and urged them to remain faithful to the grace of God. On the following Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. When the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy and with violent abuse contradicted what Paul said. Both Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly and said, "It was necessary that the word of God be spoken to you first, but since you reject it, and condemn yourself as unworthy of eternal life, we now turn to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us, 'I have made you a light to the Gentiles, that you may be an instrument of salvation to the ends of the earth.'" The Gentiles were delighted when they heard this and glorified the word of the Lord. All who were destined for eternal life came to believe, and the word of the Lord continued to spread through the whole region. The Jews, however, incited the women of prominence who were worshippers and the leading men of the city, stirred up a persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and expelled them from their country. So they shook the dust from their feet in protest against them and went to Iconium. The disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord. A reading from the book of Revelation. After this, I had a vision of a great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation, race, people, and tongue. They stood before the throne and before the Lamb, wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands. He said to me, "These are the ones who have survived the time of great distress. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they stand before God's throne and worship Him day and night in His temple. The one who sits on the throne will shelter them. They will not hunger or thirst any more, nor will the sun or any heat strike them. For the Lamb, who is in the center of the throne, will shepherd them and lead them to springs of life-giving water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. The theme of today's readings: Christ is the Good Shepherd. God creates people equally, but many people think they are better than others due to some privileges they possess, such as wealth, fame, power, health, and beauty. Many, though, are only hirelings, use the name of shepherd to rob the sheep's wool or their meat without concerning for the sheep. Today's readings want to highlight the important role of Christ. He is the Good Shepherd sent by God to gather and to care for God's sheep. He shall bring home the lost sheep, bind the injured one, feed the skinny, and lead them to fertile pastures and clear springs, especially give them the eternal life. In the first reading, the Jews were jealous with Paul and Barnabas because these two men made their sheep to leave the Jews and to follow them. So they made a connection with rich women and noble men to expel them from their city. In the second reading, those who faithfully followed Christ to cleanse their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb shall never be hungry nor thirsty nor suffer, because the Lamb, the Good Shepherd, shall always take care and console them. In the Gospel, Jesus called himself the Good Shepherd. Whoever goes through him to enter the fold is the true shepherd, and all the sheep who follow him shall no longer be hungry, thirsty, or suffer, because he shall care, protect, and give them the eternal life. An analysis of the first reading. The Jews were jealous and opposed to Paul's words. The signs of the true shepherds. There are some indications that help us to differentiate the true from the wrong shepherd. The true one brings the sheep back to God by preaching the truth. The former Asia Minor is bigger than the modern Turkey and was the place of Paul and Barnabas's mission. This is an important place because it connects between Asian and European continents. Paul and Barnabas knew that people are looking for the truth, so they came to Jewish synagogues every Sabbath to preach the gospel about Christ for people to believe in him. On the first week, when Paul and Barnabas reached Antioch in Pisidia, they had waited for the congregation was dispersed to make contact with some of them. They invited Paul and Barnabas to come back next week to preach the gospel for the congregation. When the next week came, they invited their families and friends to hear their preaching. The author of the Acts reported, "On the following Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord." After only 2 weeks at Antioch, Paul and Barnabas made many Jews and Gentiles there to believe in Christ. The True One shows the sheep the way to God. The true shepherd does not lead the sheep to himself, but always shows them the way to God. According to the passage, for people who believed in God, Paul and Barnabas urged them to remain faithful to the grace of God. To the Gentiles, they showed them the ultimate end of a human life is the eternal and happy life with God. Many of the Gentiles recognized and believed what they said, and God's word was spread throughout that area. The true one shall not be discouraged when he was persecuted. Jesus forewarned his disciples, "If they persecute me, they shall also persecute you. And if they persecute you in this city, let's come to another city." When Paul and Barnabas were persecuted by the Jews and the city officers there, they shook the dust from their feet in protest against them and went to Iconium, filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. The signs of a false shepherd. He is jealous when facing the truth. The prophet Ezekiel well described about this kind of shepherd as follows. "My sheep have become food for all the wild beasts, since there was no shepherd. And because my shepherds have not searched for my sheep, but the shepherds have fed themselves and have not fed my sheep." The shepherds of Antioch were jealous with Paul and Barnabas because many of the Jews and Gentiles believed in what they preached about Christ. They did not worry about their sheep or affected by wrong teachings, but were angry about their sheep following Paul and Barnabas, and they shall lose material gains from the sheep. This is also the reason why the Sanhedrin condemned and killed Jesus. He finds all possible ways to destroy the truth. The author reported that when seeing such a crowd came to listen to Paul and Barnabas, the Jews are jealous They opposed what Paul said and vilified him. Instead of arguing with them to find out the truth, they incited the women of prominence who were worshippers and the leading men of the city, stirred up a persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and expelled them from their territory. An analysis of the second reading. The Lamb shall shepherd them and lead them to springs of life-giving water. The faithful must clean their robes and make them white in the blood of the Lamb. In this passage, the author of Revelation described that the faithful shall come to God after their suffering life on earth to enjoy an eternal and happy life with God. We need to understand the meaning of some symbols. Throne is the symbol of the Father's presence. The Lamb is Christ. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. White robes are the symbols of purity and victory. Palm branches are also the symbols of victory. These faithful are those who pass through all suffering on earth and are still loyal to Christ. Therefore, they are deserved to lead by Christ to God's throne in order to ask the Father to grant them the eternal life. The final rewards for the faithful ones. To stay forever with God and the Lamb. The purpose of our life is to inherit the beatific vision, to see God as He is, and to worship Him forever. The faithful who are victorious shall possess this beatific vision, as the author of Revelation described. For this reason, they stand before God's throne and worship Him day and night in His temple. The one who sits on the throne will shelter them. Not to be hungry or thirsty, both in soul and in body. Not to be in pain. The faithful shall not suffer any suffering, both in soul and in body. The resurrected body is free of pain and has no limitation. God shall wipe away any tear. The faithful shall never cry because of separation from their relatives. They shall live with each other forever. An analysis of the gospel. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. The relationship between the shepherd and the sheep is the two-dimension relationship. The shepherd must know his sheep. The verb to know in Hebrew has a deeper meaning than in Greek. In Hebrew, to know is to let one's life be affected by the other. For example, to know God is to walk in His way. In Greek, to know is purely intellectual. The shepherd needs to know the state of both the soul and the body of every sheep before he can shepherd and help them. The prophet Ezekiel's prophecy about the Good Shepherd's tasks helps us to understand Christ's tasks as the shepherd. I will seek the lost, and I will bring them back, the strayed, and I will bind up the crippled, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will watch over. I will feed them in justice. If the shepherd doesn't know the state of the sheep, how can he guide and help them? The sheep must hear the shepherd's voice. Shepherding the sheep in Palestine is a difficult task, because the task of looking for green pastures and clear springs, the shepherd must also protect his sheep from falling to the deep, wolves, and thieves. The shepherd must go first to recognize dangers before he guides his sheep to advance. In order to be safe, the sheep must absolutely obey and do what the shepherd commands. If not, the sheep shall easily fall into the deep or into the robber's hands. Similarly, in the spiritual aspect, the young sheep don't know dangers which threaten their souls. The shepherd must guide his sheep with Christ's truth, nourish them by sacraments to help them become strong, to be awake, to recognize all dangers, and be wise to help them to overcome. In return, the sheep must obey and follow the shepherd's guidance. If not, they shall fall into the enemy's trap, even though the shepherd did all the possible ways to safeguard his sheep. Christ declared, "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand." This is the firm guarantee for all the sheep who believe and obey his instructions. The Good Shepherd, Christ, guides his sheep not only by outside care, but also by internal guidance, so they can recognize dangers to avoid. At the same time, he also gives the necessary strength for his sheep to overcome any danger. The relationship between the Father and the sheep. Jesus continued to reveal for people, "My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." This is an important revelation for people. On the theological aspect, this saying reveals Christ's divine nature. He is God and has the same authority as the Father. On the pastoral aspect, this declaration shows us the unity between the Father and the Son in protecting people. The faithful are the common property of both the Father and the Son. The Father gives the faithful to the Son, and the Son does all he can to protect the faithful as his flock. If the enemy cannot take the faithful from Christ's protection, all the more they cannot take them out of the Trinity's protection, because whatever Christ is, there are also the Father and the Holy Spirit. Jesus also revealed this protection in chapter 6. "This is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given to me, but raise it up at the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." The application in life. Christ is absolutely the only good shepherd. Priests and our parents are only God's shepherds. The true shepherd is the one who leads his sheep to God, not to himself or for his own benefits. The sheep's duties are to listen and to follow the good shepherd's voice, so that they might never fall into the traps of false shepherds and robbers.